We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the Show. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. And luckily for you, Old Dirty Show and T-Mill had the latest for you. And the latest is the update here on Yordan Alvarez and Jeremy Peña. As we know right now, as the Astros are going to get going here soon against the Yankees, they are not in the lineup. But Dusty Baker does have an update on where things are with them right now. Here is the latest from the manager of your Houston Astros.
What updates would you like? We're still trying to see if they can get cleared or not from the doctor. We'll find out probably sometime close to game time. You know, they have to go through some further tests, you know, to make sure that they're able to play. So I don't really have any updated, but I mean, they look pretty good.
All right, they look pretty good. No real update. They are not in the lineup today.
What updates would you like?
And who's replacing them in the lineup?
Dubon's playing short. Diaz is going out to left, I believe.
Yeah, Diaz is playing in the outfield. Yeah, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So they'll be in the lineup now. They're moving up Tucker to the three spot. Bregman behind him in the four spot. So they're going to try to survive at least today. We don't know how much longer this will be. For in all honesty, we've had a lot of fun with this. A little bit of fun with this. Any concern of an IL stint with these two?
No, not one bit.
Not at all?
Not one bit. I mean, I think it's precautionary. I think Dusty even said in his comments that that it could happen. They could come off of concussion protocol, if you will, by game time today. But regardless whether they do or they don't, they're not going to be in the lineup today. So, look, I think it's – I would be shocked, Show. I mean, looking at the contact, if a glove and a ball to the face, a ball in the glove and that glove to the face of Yordan Alvarez gives him a concussion to the point where he's got to go on like a 10-day, or I guess it would be a seven-day, right,
seven with concussion. Learned, yeah.
That would be surprising. All joking aside, I mean, the collision was scary. I was more worried about the knees, the hands kind of thing. The concussion aspect of it, you hate to see it, and you hope it's not severe, but – from what I saw, I would be surprised if there's any missed time beyond today. Definitely any IL stretch.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, you just never know how a person is hit, what happens in a concussion, in a head injury, because it's a concussion, and they do have that 7-day concussion IL situation. I wouldn't be surprised if they go on that. If they put it, especially the way that Yordan was looking, he was having to be kind of held up and assisted there right after. They didn't feel comfortable him walking, so they took him back on the cart. So those things, I wouldn't be surprised. It does sound like they feel better about where they are right now. When you hear Dusty, and then Dusty also said it could have been worse. It does feel that. Now, the Astros have before kind of made it seem like
great point
that players have been in a better situation.
Oh yeah, they're great. Well, they're going on 10-day IL retro to when the injury occurred.
Yeah, that's right. And it's actually turned into 2 months.
Yeah.
With Alex Bregman, so I wouldn't be surprised. But it does look like they've avoided you know what could have been really bad.
Sure.
or something really bad. God, and I just said that in my mind. God, Jacob DeRisi still hasn't pitched on this team yet.
You're asking the wrong guy.
They said it wasn't going to be that bad of a deal. Speaking of Jake Odorizzi, he does he gives us in a bit of an update where he is physically after he had a rehab start yesterday.
We hit the number almost right on the head with pitch count. Stuff was much better than the first outing. Comfortable.
What's the next step for you, Jake?
Don't know. You're asking the wrong guy. Mm-hmm. I just work here. This first one, rusty, which I expected after a five-week break. Second one, normal. Execution was much more solid. Pitch shapes were normal. Felt just like a normal game. So I physically, I'm where I need to be at, and we figure out the rest after conversations are had. I just work here.
There's some... There's something to that. I wonder, is he upset with somebody? Is it like when you hear that, like that to me, hey, man, I don't know. Hey, I just work here. That comes off to a point of like, hey, man, I ain't making no decisions. Like he's upset with where he is or he's upset.
I think I got it figured out.
All right, let me see where you're going.
He's annoyed. He's annoyed with having to answer the questions. He's annoyed with having to talk to the media. He's annoyed with the injury being the center of attention, and I'm not saying I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying by any means. It's there is definitely a tone and a delivery with Jake Odorizzi when he's talking to the media that seems like he is annoyed with having to answer the questions, and he ain't good enough, quite frankly, to be annoyed with. And I'm just being completely honest, right? I mean, if Alvarez wants to be annoyed because Berman or anybody else is asking questions about an injury, then so be it. You know, Bregman or Altuve or so be it. Jake Odorizzi, I mean, he just hadn't done enough to be annoyed by getting questioned about an injury.
You're asking the wrong guy.
I understand that Dateline doesn't come on until Fridays, but I'm going to put on my investigation hat. Tyler, I just want to hear that one more time. Let me hear that one more time. What he said about his process.
We hit the number almost right on the head with pitch count. Stuff was much better than the first outing. Comfortable.
What's the next step for you, Jake?
Don't know. You're asking the wrong guy. Mm-hmm. I just work here.
All right, right there. You're asking the wrong guy. He's not only just frustrated about everything you said. I think in particular he is frustrated with the training staff, the people who are making decisions on where he is in the process. I think he thinks he should be pitching now. I think he believes this is going too slow and that he wants to be on the mound. Because, right, did you say, Tyler, he went on to say they haven't told me anything?
Yeah, a little bit later with the media, someone asked him, what have you heard? Well, you know, what are they saying on timeline? And he kind of cut him off again and he said, they haven't told me anything. They haven't said anything to me.
I just work here. I don't know. I just work.
Bro, you called for a stretcher.
He thought.
Good God, this guy. Right now.
I just work here.
Throw in the mix too, show that may be driving the annoyance is that the guys in his absence that have been on the mound
have been
lights
That's
out.
That's why he wants to right. be out there.
Right.
It's not like we have one thing we know about Jake, who threw a fit. In one of the biggest wins last year that we were in attendance to, afterwards he threw a fit because he got pulled.
I think it's
when Bregman and company won the game late, and it was a walk-off, and he threw a fit after the game, being mad, not talking about the win. Like this 9-game stretch, that ain't on the top of mind of Jake. On the top of mind is Jake is I need my spot.
Right.
And to me, it comes off he's not just frustrated by the questions. And the situation, he's frustrated with whoever's making decisions on why he hasn't been on the mound yet. Maybe he thinks.
I think you can pour it all in a bowl and stir it up. And I think he's just annoyed with the situation.
That's the Jakester.
You're asking the wrong guy. I just work here.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, big news out of college football, Clint, or college sports, college football, whatever. USC and UCLA are planning to leave the Pac-12. Conference. I guess the quotes are the considering leaving to go to the Big Ten, and then we got a year put on it in 2024. When you start to hear stuff like this, I'll put it this way: I have not heard any reports of certain university is planning to leave this conference to go to this conference, and then that not happen. When A&M planning to leave the Big 12 to go to the SEC, it happened. I've not seen to where it gets pulled back. It feels like this is going to happen, and then this should probably trigger another move moving forward.
Yeah, so for me, I liken this to players getting paid. Like any movement in realignment, any movement by any university out there that is in some way, shape, or form an effort to realign, in my opinion, is absolutely the best thing for college football. Now, is this the way to go about it? It's like, I think players should get paid, but is it just a free-for-all? Is that the way to go about it? I don't know. Like, is this the way to go about realignment? Allow the SEC to go fishing for Texas and Oklahoma, right? And now you allow the Big Ten to go fishing for two of the – definitely a huge market on the West Coast, but two of the more notable Pac-12 football teams. Now what are you going to do? You're going to sit around and let the ACC go fishing for Notre Dame? There's already ties there. Are they going to get to go fishing for Oregon? Are they going to get to go fishing for Utah? I mean, what like allowing the conferences to essentially dictate realignment to any part of the country, to me, is not the best way to go about it. However, I do believe it's better than sitting steady, standing pat, and letting one conference that's already the best out there get significantly better and significantly bigger and more powerful while the others just fall by the wayside. I think this is an epic failure by the NCAA again. And I understand that the conferences are driving the ship right now, the SEC in particular. I get that. We talked to John Lopez earlier about it. Totally understand and totally agree. But the NCAA, the governing body of college sports, should be driving the realignment ship. And they should do it regionally
and anybody strategically. Just doing whatever they want to do.
Yeah, now you've got UCLA and USC flying to Rutgers,
to New Jersey, which, Happy Valley, Pennsylvania.
But show like that's not crazy. Like think about it, like with a Saturday football game. Okay, no big deal. They miss a little bit of Friday. You travel up, maybe you even leave Thursday, so because of that time change. Okay, not a big deal. But what do you do with the basketballs, the volleyballs, the other sports that don't play strictly on Saturdays? Baseball, what do you do? I mean, you got teams playing midweek three-game series. How do you do that literally across the entire United States? Like, that part of it is unfortunate. But I'm here for realignment. I'm here for four 20-team super conferences is what I'm ultimately here for.
Yeah, I hate it because – college sports, to me, the number – like the best draw to me about college sports is the rivalries. And I think we're just absolutely flushing a lot of that down the toilet. And when you start moving teams over from where they are and putting the Pac-12 teams, West Coast teams in the Big Ten – like I think you're just losing it more and more, and we're seeing that more and more.
Well, it does piss me off.
Well, show that's another thing.
There's no reason Texas and Texas A&M hadn't played for years.
Agreed.
And they should be in the same conference.
But again, that is a very, very doable thing, whether they're in the same conference or that's who they're playing non-conference. If the NCAA is driving the ship, the governing body is driving the ship and making sure those things – stay at the top of the priority list, and it's not just go join. No matter where in the country that conference is or look at it from the conference perspective. Like, the Big Ten shouldn't be able to go poach UCLA and USC. No, it just doesn't make sense.
It doesn't at all.
For anybody other than the Big Ten, it doesn't make sense. Now, I mean, so when you look at that, it's like it would be very easy to structure this thing where you have all of your rivalries are alive, whether it's in conference or it's in conference cross division, or if it's a non-conference opening season, premier football, college football game to open the season, one of those neutral site games. That what you're talking about should be very simple to keep alive. But in some way, shape, or form, once again, the NCAA, by not being involved and not thinking ahead, they've allowed the conferences to just hand select who they want, and that I just don't see how that ends up being the best case scenario.
That's right. We'll keep you posted on that. And the odds are UCLA and USC are going to head to the Big Ten, and then that's going to have to tip something off, because the ACC now would be sitting there as the other conference there. The SEC, the ACC, the Big 12, and the Pac-12 would be sitting there with all of those schools that they need to figure something out so they don't get left behind. All right, coming up, the hearings have now ended. This is today was day three, and it is now over. We await what the decision will be. We talk about the latest leak, potentially going on with the Deshaun Watson situation. That's next.
Holy cow.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the Show.
All right, welcome back in as we are rocking and rolling on Clint Sterner in the Show. Clint, today it's over. Well, okay.
Yeah, no, I just wanted to clean up real quick. I was alerted that I didn't give Amanda's name.
Oh,
in my read, Miss Twin Peaks, 2022. She's an H-Town gal.
Oh, congratulations,
Amanda, at the I-10 in Kirkwood location. I didn't give her the name recognition in my read. I don't know how the hell I missed that. But nonetheless, big shout out our studios, man. Twin Peaks Studios.
Shout out, man. We just had lunch there.
Where we eat lunch, man. I mean, we got a damn winner from right here in H-Town, man. That's big time.
Congratulations, Amanda.
Y'all go see Amanda over at I-10 and Kirkwood location.
Celebratory for her, Tyler. Congratulations to Amanda.
Amanda, not
Amanda.
Amber.
Yeah, I'll get Cheryl right on it.
Yeah, I mean, Amber may need a celebration too.
Yeah,
you can invite her.
Yeah,
Amber.
Congrats,
Amanda.
Congratulations.
Yeah, good job, ladies.
I mean, all over. I mean, international. I believe it was international, guys.
Over. International, babes,
time,
huh?
You ain't got nothing for it.
Cheryl's gonna work on something real nice. Hear that,
congratulations,
Cheryl?
Amanda.
All right, get on it.
He's really, I like that. Really embracing it. We'll keep you updated on the Astros and the Yankees as they're getting started here underway with Luis Garcia, 3 technique on the mound. But
rocking the baby, ain't he?
He's rocking that bad boy multiple times. All right, Clint, it is over, right? There's been reports, Ian Rappaport, that the hearings for Deshaun Watson finished 3 days. They've completed. Now they're going to await the decision that Sue L. Robinson makes moving forward to understand what the suspension, what the punishment, if there is one, will be. But we've been hearing leaks all week, and we've been talking about these leaks. And this is another one here. Dan Patrick on the Dan Patrick Show today talked about a close source of his and what he's potentially hearing about where the NFL stands and what could happen.
Here's some information on Deshaun Watson that I heard. We're in day 3. My source says one more day. Let's see where we land. Now, he's involved on the kind of the periphery. So he's witnessing that. He knows what's going on. He says, looks like the league is not budging off their most unreasonable position of indefinite suspension. Players Association will make some good points, have made good points. Generally speaking, the arbitrator is a serious person who is fair and tough. And then my source says, there seems to be a split in the NFL side of things. Some want to settle and have it be over with, some holding out for the arbitrator to decide in their favor, at this rate not ending anytime soon. I think the headline there is a split in there of what they want out of this. Would you just settle and move on? Whereas some, I think, are holding out hope that the arbitrator will rule in their favor and give him an indefinite suspension. You just don't want to have this where you decide it and then something else comes out.
Boy, Clint, we've talked about this week. That, listen, the NFL, they're in a stressful, tough situation in terms of the decision they need to make. And just like what he's saying, there are some people in there just crossing their fingers and hoping that Sue L. Robinson takes it out of their hands and just say, hey, this feels fair enough, but I think they're going to have to put their big boy pants on and make this decision. But the split there between the group is pretty interesting.
Well, they just got to get it right, Show. I mean, this isn't – you're not going to make everybody happy with any decision that you make. You just got to do it right. You got to you flip every stone, make a decision. Whoever needs to be involved, make the decision and make the announcement of how many games it is going to be, and then be ready. Be ready to explain yourself to whatever side of the aisle that is pissed off because of you either you were too lenient, or you drop the hammer on him. Either way it goes, you're going to have to deal with big-time pushback, and sticking your head in the sand is not going to be an option here. The one thing I love about the world we live in today in 2022 is, as it relates to sports, I don't like how everything is handled, but I sure love the fact that it is really hard right now for the NFL or teams or players or anybody to make a decision behind closed doors. That decision gets out, and then you just go stick your head in the sand and don't have to answer questions. That is getting
damn sure not in this one.
Yeah, that's right. Right. I mean, so the more I hear it, Show, the more my wheels are spinning. Right. The first time I heard Dan Patrick say something about, half of the NFL representation wants to just settle it and move on. Is that now? At first, I go, well, wait a minute. This isn't a settle it and move on type of case. We're talking about the wildest thing that we've ever seen. A player be accused of, I mean, to the 10th degree. Like, we've never seen anything like this. Like, this isn't something you just get beyond. Now, are they
this is 16 months of just
right
twists and turns and new things and all.
But the more I heard it, the more I listened to what Dan Patrick is saying, is it let's settle and get beyond it because we just need to get beyond it, or is it the evidence ain't here? Like what I'm seeing, we're not going to be able to. What I'm hearing, we're not going to be able to drop the hammer on this guy. What are we doing here? Give him 6 to 8, and let's move on. Or the evidence is so overwhelming, it's like give him an indefinite in a year for sure, and let's move on. I don't know exactly what the let's settle and get beyond this thing means, but it's a complicated ass situation that Deshaun Watson and the NFL have created here.
Well, I think that what they mean is we just want this to be out of the news.
Right.
We want to stop having to deal with this. We want to quit having this as something that is always in the background or in the forefront. That's what they mean. Let's just get this thing over with.
Well, here's Pro Football Talk. I don't know if you've seen this yet, Show. But Pro Football Talk says obviously the hearing ended. And from a source with knowledge of the proceedings, one, the NFL interviewed 12 alleged victims and the hearing focused on 5 of the women making allegations against Watson. No surprise, right? The 12 of the victims, there was 24, obviously. 12 of them they interviewed, and they really focused on the 5 that still have allegations open against lawsuits mm-hmm. open against Deshaun Watson. Number two, the case presented by the NFL included no evidence of violence, threat, force, or coercion by Deshaun Watson. 3, the NFL admitted that the punishment it seeks, indefinite suspension of at least 1 year, is unprecedented. 4, the NFL admitted that its security director investigated the Robert Kraft situation and that no punishment was imposed on him. Those are just some details. Make of it what you want. Those are some pretty specific details. If that's drawn in the dirt and somebody making something up, that's some pretty specific details from Pro Football Talk there. So make of it what you want. We'll say, it looks like the 3 days have come to an end, and according to, who was it, Ian Rappaport earlier?
Said
that he believes that it'll be the end of it and a decision will be coming, soon.
Yeah, I just don't. As I've said, man, from the jump, we really don't know where the hell this thing is going, and we don't know what is happening. The key will, I think, the interesting thing is whatever Sue L. Robinson comes up with as what she believes is a fair. Is a fair punishment for him, if there is one. And then if there is a punishment, we do know that the league and Roger Goodell then can push that punishment to wherever they want it.
Yep.
The only way they can is if there is nothing imposed. But if there is, so if they want a year, they feel like they want a year, if she issues 4 games, 6 games, 8 games, Roger Goodell has the ability to take it. So it'll be interesting first to see what she comes up with, and then it is in his hands to see what Roger Goodell ultimately comes up with. Because now we've heard is the league wants it a year. They can do that if they want to. We'll see what happens.
I'm riding with my 6 to 8 games. I mean, eight to nine games is what I said. I said single digits, so I'll go 8 to 9.
I have the belief. Of whatever Sue L. Robinson issues out, that's going to be what it will be. I don't think Roger Goodell will change it. I don't think the league wants. To me, it seems like the league does not want the pressure or want to make the decision. They want somebody to help them make the decision. Whatever she comes up with, I believe will be what the case will be. All right, big news out of the NBA that can completely affect the Houston Rockets. Huge news. We'll tell you what that is. And something else that we're hearing now coming off of USC and UCLA heading potentially to the Big Ten. We'll tell you that next move coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the show.
All right, we are in the midst of NBA free agency and contracts going around. A lot of big deals, a couple of notable ones. Nikola Jokic, the Joker, he's agreed to a 5-year, $264 million deal with the Nuggets. He's won the last two MVPs. Devin Booker, the all-star guard for the Suns, he got a 4-year, $214 million deal. Bradley Beal, he got like 250, I believe.
Yeah, it's like 251 million.
Yeah, 251. Bradley Beal hadn't done a damn thing to play in Washington to just keep losing.
I just did a little quick math right there. I think that means old Book got 53 a year.
Yeah, makes sense.
53 a year.
What James is gonna get? PJ Tucker, ex Houston Rocket, moved over to Philadelphia, leaving Miami, going to Philadelphia, maybe do some of the dirty work that James doesn't want to do.
Yeah, but I mean, he's got a great life, man. Just hop around from the top seeds in the East, huh?
Yeah, just hop around. That's beautiful. Man. Win a championship here or there. Got one with the Bucks.
That's right. He got one with the Bucks, and he went. I forgot about the stint with the Bucks. Then he went to Miami.
Yeah.
And then he went now he's Miami to Philly. Hey man, that's just Philly, get you. Man.
That might be the good luck charm.
Make you around the world tour, man. Hell.
That's right. But the biggest news in the NBA, and it can really affect the Rockets, is Kevin Durant is working with the Nets right now, and his representation. They're working together in trying to find a trade partner for Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant has requested a trade, and the Nets appear to be going ahead and allowing that and working.
They're entertaining
with him.
It, ain't they?
Not hell. They're working with him. You get that report out. From the agent, it is from Kevin's agent saying that Rich Kleiman saying, yep, the Nets are working with us to try to find a trade partner. We've heard the Suns could be a trade partner. The Miami Heat as well could be a trade partner. So that looks like that will happen. And reports as well that Kyrie Irving, who had been reported earlier this week that he was going to opt in with the Nets with his contract, he has not had a conversation with Kevin Durant since opting in. Now, I'm best guessing this is news to him. Now, there are reports that Kyrie may not opt in and that they may try to do something to move on from Kyrie as well. And that is big for the Rockets, Clint, because if you don't remember that trade, the Rockets, they got the first round pick for the Nets straight up, all no condom, unprotected in 2022, 2024, and 2026. And the Nets' first-round pick swaps in 2021, which they've already used, in 2023, in 2025, and in 2027.
Could be a good run for the Rockets now.
And when you look at what is happening, they were going to have, when they made that trade, James Harden, Kyrie Irving, and Kevin Durant all together. And now they're all going to be potentially going.
They're going to have Ben Simmons. They're going to
have
around
Ben Simmons and Steve Nash. That's what they're going to have, Ben Simmons and Steve Nash. I'm Steve Nash. Hell with that. I'm out.
If you're KD, where are you going? Miami or Phoenix?
Either one of them are great. I'd go to Miami. I'm going to do Miami. I think Eric Spoelstra may be the best coach. Maybe arguably the best coach in the league, the way they can put things together.
I'm probably going to go out there and play with them sons, see if I can run into Scottsdale T.
Yeah, it's not bad. I mean, Monty Williams is the coach of the year.
You just might.
I believe I'd go Phoenix.
I'd go. I think he fits.
Not a big
better.
Miami guy. I'd go Phoenix.
You're talking about the city. I think both of the cities are solid.
I mean, I don't think I don't, KD. When you're KD, I mean, are you really? You can't go wrong with the team. Yeah. Those two teams, right?
Not those two teams. I thought you were trying to say you can't go wrong with the city. I was gonna say I bet he didn't like Oklahoma City.
Oh yeah, no. I know definitely. I agree with you on that.
It's Miami all the way. I think he fits better. Him. With Jimmy, Jimmy has no problem sliding right over and being a solid two. Like if Jimmy Butler drug the Heat to the finals, which I was surprised. I didn't think Jimmy Butler could be the best player on the team.
I thought they were done when he tried to fight the coach.
Yeah, when he tried to fight the coach and Udonis Haslam, who needs to hang it up or whatever he's doing. But him and KD and Kyle Lowry gets healthy.
Yeah.
And they got that Tyler Hero. One of my favorite white unicorns out there. Like that is a crew they have if they can make it work. I will go there. But those picks are going to be, these picks just change completely now for the Rockets. I mean, like as I said, first round picks coming up in 2024-26, all unprotected. So no matter where Brooklyn finishes, they get those picks. If they have the worst record and they get in the lottery and they go number one, the Rockets get those picks, and they get a chance to swap picks in 2023, 25, and 27. And if the Nets are rolling with Ben Simmons, and that's it, they're gonna suck.
They're gonna be terrible.
And the Rockets are gonna be
loaded with draft picks.
And loaded with draft picks, which means you can do a lot of things.
No question.
You can do a lot of things. As we've said, there are always guys available, right? Kevin Durant, woo, all of a sudden available. Woo, you know, every year. Hey, DeAndre Ayton's available. Woo, all right. Like you can, there are always going to be stars available, and they're going to have picks galore. They're going to have options. They want to build it young, like, you know, the Grizzlies have done or something like the Suns have done. They could do it. They don't have to because they got a city, because there's a city here where NBA players love to play. NBA players love to play in Houston. So, this is big potentially this is just going to be big.
Yep.
Kevin Durant wants out. They're ripping it down.
The other thing about that is, like, when you're Kyrie and you're KD and it's already gone south with James Harden and – You know these guys have a ton of say so in what moves the organization made, and it's falling apart. And now your agent is asking for a trade. Like, at what point does the team just go, hey, this is past the point of return? Like, you know what I mean? Like, how do you even as good as Kevin Durant is, how do you as an organization, which I'm asking, obviously this is a dysfunctional bunch, but I mean, how do you as an organization watch Golden State and go, that's where we got to get? Like, I'm talking about the collection of talent. I'm talking about the chemistry. I'm talking about the offensive, the scheme advantage they have, and then the really, really great players. Like that's where we got to get, okay? We're going to take Ben Simmons, who I'm not real sure wants to play, Kyrie Irving, who may or may not want to play. Hell, he may or may not be on this planet. He may want to be here. I'm talking about
fair.
He may want to be here, may not want to be here.
Yeah.
And then now we know Kevin Durant's got one foot out the door. How in the hell are you going to bring that group back together and go, yeah, we're going to go get a squad that's as tight as Milwaukee or
Miami.
Or Miami, great call. Or Golden State. Or I mean, just all these dudes, like the Celtics. I mean, as bad as they just played
finished
versus
off that series, but they're together.
It's a squad, man. They're all pulling in the same direction.
They got like it appears the Nets have no adults.
None. Not
and
one.
And all those teams, like, you got Al Horford over there, you got Jimmy Butler over there. I mean, they appear not to have any adults anywhere there. And then Steve Nash, who's not a coach.
Right. The whole thing is like, how do you?
But Kyrie and KD made that decision. KD said, or Kyrie said early on, like, we don't really need a coach. Me or Kevin could be the coach.
Right.
And then
they
brought in Steve.
Right. I don't know, man. I look at it, show, and I just go, man, how do you pull, even if you pull those guys back in the building as a professional sports franchise, how do you even think how do you even let yourself think that you are going to get those guys, even if they play, because I keep hearing this, all I got to do is play together. All I got to do is play together. Let's see if we can get these guys to play, you know, 70, I don't know how many, 70 games together, whatever it was. Let's see.
Kyrie's
come on, man.
Kyrie's averaged 34.
He's
averaged 34 games.
You could let them jokers play together if you want to. I mean, it's bigger than that, right? I mean, they it's more about it, there's more to it than just let these two cats play together. They don't even want to be there.
I'm going to tell you what, man. For me, this I've heard a lot of people talk about, you know, what's happened in the finals and everything that's happened now up to this point is not something many people say this shouldn't be something that people look at KD and kill and crush KD about. I don't agree with that. To hell with that. Like, what Golden State has done and Golden State winning a championship, really with that's not a championship team that we've seen here recently. Like, I mean, they're not one of the great NBA teams. But them to go win a championship, when you left that and you left Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond, say what you will about Draymond. I mean, they're reliable. You know what you're getting there. And you left that, Steve Kerr, a great organization. You left that to go to Kyrie in Brooklyn, where you're making all the calls, you're the LeBron right now with the Nets. You left that stability and that to come over here, and now it's completely blown up in your face.
Yep.
That is to me a shot towards Kevin Durant, that you would say, I'm going to leave Steph and Draymond and Klay to go over to them. And they won it without you.
They won it without you, and the wheels have completely come off.
And you've lost it, and you said, I trust Kyrie. I can't make it. Like, that is a shot towards KD. Now, that is a shot to him in a major way, that you bounced to leave that and said, you know what? This is a better decision for me. You got to be kidding me. And now you're out. I mean, unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely. Doesn't get a pass.
He okayed James. He okayed. He okayed everything.
He okayed everything. But then more importantly, he's not the personality.
No.
The leader. To hold it all together and make it all work.
Not at all.
I mean, that's and there's nothing wrong with that, but that's just the reality of the situation is with the Warriors, all he had to do was go ball. Like the everything else, Warriors are like New England. All you got to do is go ball, take care of business.
They
the system works. They got dudes.
Draymond and Steve Kerr will handle the things that he doesn't want to have to handle.
That's
and
it.
Steph as well. And here, that is eye-opening. They win the title without you. You bounce, and you say to yourself, well, this makes more sense.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. All right, so we'll see what the Rockets do with that. Clint Sterner, Ron, the show, Tyler Milner. Coming up behind us, Texans All Access. We just had McClain on with us in a 4 o'clock hour. He will join Vandermeer and John Harris.
Rock and roll, meow.
Coming up behind us, so stay tuned for that. I do want to play this from Danny Cannell. Danny Cannell, who's joined us a few times, one of the best in the business in terms of college football. He discusses some of the maybe the potential next moves of this big story of UCLA and USC moving on to the Big Ten potentially in 2024. This is what Danny Cannell said could be the next movement after after USC and UCLA potentially head to the Big Ten?
I think there's a list, Amanda, of about 8 to 10 schools who consider themselves national powerhouses. And they're in the remaining conferences that are left over on the outside of these two super conferences that are now created. Clemson, I think, is the school at the top of that list. There are a bunch who are right under that. Florida State, Miami, Oregon, Washington, Utah. There is a list of schools that are got to be calling up like crazy the Big Ten and the SEC and saying, hey, how can we make something work? What can we do? Like exhausting every single avenue. And if I was one of those schools, I would be doing the exact same thing.
Clemson. Yeah, I don't, Danny must, I don't know if he's talking about having two like monster conference, not even super conferences. Those would be monster conferences. I don't see it playing out that way. I think you're still looking at least four conferences, four super conferences, that you end up living with. And I think the ACC with Clemson at the top of it is one of those four. Look,
the
ACC is strong. I mean, look, Florida State will be back. I mean, historically speaking, Florida State is on the same page as Clemson. I mean, they're not right now. They're clearly in a downtime.
They just won a national championship.
Right. Well, but I mean, they were, for the betterment of 20 years, they were an absolute powerhouse.
And they won a national championship with Jimbo.
Yes.
Recently.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what exactly Danny was talking to or speaking to, but I would think that the ACC would stand pat. Now, would they be calling Oregon? Like, I said from jump, the Big 12 was crazy for not going out there and just taking the Pac-12, eliminate whatever teams you wanted to eliminate, and literally just mess with them. The Big 12, as they are right now, without UT and without Oklahoma, you go mesh with the Pac-12 and you're in business. You got a huge footprint from California to Texas. West Virginia's got to get out of the Big 12, but I mean you've got a huge footprint. You got the Central Standard. Literally, that would be ideal. But instead, the Big 12 sits around and lets the Big 10 go take the two LA schools.
The Big 12 is repeatedly under Bob Bowlesby. Now, they do have a new commissioner, but they've repeatedly been sitting there. Oh, God, this just happened? Oh, God, yeah. It happened? Oh, God, they left? Like, the Big 12 ought to be. How they lost A&M, Nebraska, Colorado, Missouri from the jump. I mean, they've just allowed these other conferences to just take from them. And they had, like, if you be honest, if you think about what the Big 12 was when it started, like, the Big 12 should be one of these teams
no
expanding
question.
With what they had there, right? They should, I mean, they had football powers that would rival what the Big Ten and the SEC have. And now they're the one sitting down on the ground and they're gonna get poached. I don't know who this new commissioner is. I don't know his track record. But I feel like the damage has been done too much and they're gonna be the ones easily sit down and be ripped apart.
Think about this. The Big 12 could have replaced UT and Oklahoma with Oregon and USC. And then you get UCLA along with that. You get Oregon State. You get Arizona. You get Arizona State.
Get Utah.
Yeah, if you want to. Yeah, you can go up north and take. That would have been such a. And the style of ball the Pac-12 and Big 12's playing is. I mean, it's the fastest. They just play with nothing but speed for the most part. Right? I mean, Baylor's playing a little defense up there. TCU played a little bit of defense. I mean, you can say Oklahoma, but I mean they had these spread offenses and they're throwing it all over the park and they're scoring a bunch of points. It would have been a beautiful mesh, but instead you sit around holding yourself, and the Big Ten comes along with an already established number holding the number two spot below the SEC, and you get caught slipping. I don't think the ACC is going anywhere. I think they add. What they ought to do is add West Virginia, add Notre Dame.
And they're at 16,
right? And if you go to 20, then all of a sudden you which can't now that Central Florida's joining the Big 12, but it made sense.
If they go to 20, they can take some of the Big 12 because obviously, geography doesn't matter at all.
Right, right.
So they could they could come in and take Oklahoma State, take Baylor, take Houston, TCU, and get
it
to 20.
Just makes too much damn sense. I mean, it would have been perfect if they'd have just swooped out there and meshed the Big 12 and the Pac 12, and they'd have been in business. But now, I don't know what the Big 12.
I mean, the Big 12 is just silly. They had Texas. They had the state of Texas, which is arguably the best recruiting grounds ever. They had the state of Texas and all the schools in it, and Nebraska and Colorado, which were college football powers, especially in the 90s when they got them. And now they're going to be disbanded.
Yep.
It truly is.
I would say that there's four super conferences, and the Big 12 is one of them. But what they're
going to think so over the Pac 12?
Yeah.
It'll be the SEC, the Big 10, the ACC, and then the combination of those.
That's how I think it ends up working out. But the problem is, like I said, is the Big 12 is going to sit around and let everybody just ravage the pack for their top teams, and then you're going to be left holding the bag.
Well, what they better look at is some of their Big 10, Big 12 schools. You got to start. If you're in the Big 12, you got to start being selfish and saying, I'm going to go wherever. I'm going to find out what I can do, what's best for me.
If you're in the football business, you better start being selfish on every decision.
Or anything. If you're like the school I support, Kansas, you got to use your basketball program as much as you can and just say, all right, we're willing to go. We'll go wherever. You got to start making moves and stop waiting for the Big 12 to see. We'll see what happens. College football, college basketball, college sports, this realignment continues down the line. All right, Texans All Access behind us. The best of with Tyler Milner coming up. If you miss Lopez, what running through the stop sign means, you better make sure you stay tuned coming up with the best of. And Tyler's going to take out Jake Odorizzi. So make sure you stay tuned.
I just work here.
Listening for that. Great job today. Clint, great job. Tyler, thanks to the General John McClain coming in. I am Ron. The show, as always, Houston. We love you, baby.
If he started rapping the lyrics right there.
I prefer our guys here. Bun B and Paul Wall. And is it Slim Thug?
Our thug's better than
Atlanta's.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.